Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Chaf Hei. We are up to Sif Beis, the second line on page 314. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Heicho di'iko mishum darche shalom, in a case where there is, because of darche shalom, trying to keep the peace with the goyim, o be'eno yehudi alom, or with a strong goy, mutter lo seis lo, you're allowed to give him something, o l'shloach lo, or to send him something, al yidei eno yehudi, through another goy. So even though we discussed in Sif Aleph that you can't give a guy something in a chatzar, there's a concern he's going to carry it outside. But Zakta Mechaber in Sif Beis, but if there's an issue of Darchei Shalom, or there's a strong Eino Yehudi, so then you can give him something, or you could even send him something through another guy. The Ramah says, V'hu adin l'tzarach mitzvah, the same thing is true l'tzarach mitzvah, kigon lahotzi chametz bebeiso a Pesach, that you want to send out the chametz from your house on Pesach, you can give it to a guy to take out. Says the Mishabura Sifkat and Tes Mishum Darche Shalom, Kigon Eino Yehudi Shechala. Example is a guy who is sick, Vishalach Achar Machal Yisrael, and he's sending after some food from the Yisraelim, so that's allowed to be sent. Sifkat and Yud, Ob Eino Yehudi Alom, Humavakish Chafotzaf, and he wants his items, even though he's just strong and he's powerful, even if there is no Sakana, it is Mutter. Sivkaton Yud Aleph, Behu Adin L'Tzarach Mitzvah. The same thing is true for Tzarach Mitzvah. V'af the Osir Litein Le'eno Yehudi. Even though it's Osir to give something to a Goy, Im Yodeya Sheyotzi Achafatzim Ibeisol Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos. If you know that he's going to take the items out of your house and to Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, Af Shelo B'Shlichos Yisrael, even if he's not doing it as a Shliach of Yisrael, V'kol Sheken Koshu B'Shlichuso, certainly if you're giving it to him as your Shaliach to take it out to Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be usher, mikol makom hitiru b'chol elu. Still, they will matter all these cases, mishum de ledidon laharbe poskim ein lono Rosh Hasharabim daraisa. Because nowadays, according to many poskim, we don't really have a Rosh Hasharabim that is daraisa. The eino elo shvus de shvus. So to have a guy do something for you, a guy doing anything is only the Rabbanan. And if the hutzah is only the Rabbanan, it's a shvus de shvus. Memela vihitiru b'mikom mitzvah. And therefore, they will matter the shvus de shvus b'mikom mitzvah. O mipnei darchei shalom, or to keep the peace, v'chi agapno, or any similar situations. Humikomakom tzarech lizar b'chol elu. However, you need to be careful in all these cases, shalalimsar liyad enu yehudi, not to hand the item over to the hand of the goy. The yasa ha-yisrael akira, because in that case, like we mentioned yesterday, the Yisrael would be doing the akira. The ha-efshar levakish l'ha-enu yehudi shekechenu ba'atzmo, because you're able to request from the goy that he takes it on his own. Afilu im ha-enu yehudi mevakish sheyidnu v'sol kelov, and even if the goy requests from you, the Yisrael, that you should place it into his vessel, yesh li'zor shiyamidenu b'bayis, you should be careful to place his kli down in your bayis. V'acha sheyishboch ha-yisrael l'socho, and after the Yisrael pours into his vessel, the guy will take it on his own. You should prevent the idea of you handing it over to him, even if he wants you to put it into his kli. So put in his kli when it's down on the ground, and then let him take it from there, so he's doing the akira. The Ramah ended the sif and said that you are allowed also to have a guy take something out of your house into Rosh Hashanah and v'tzarach mitzvah. And the example was to get rid of your chametz on Pesach from your house. Kigon Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. The example is that Erev Pesach is Chal B'Shabbos and you have chametz in your house. You want to get it out on Shabbos before Pesach. You can give it to a guy to take out of your house. Continues the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel. Mutter Lahachlif Mashkon B'Shabbos Imhu Malbush. You can exchange a collateral on Shabbos if it is a garment. V'yotzienu derech malbush. And the guy will take it out of your house while he is wearing it. Ki ein ze masu umato. Because that is not considered a business deal. V'gam b'Yisrael mutter b'inyan ze. Even by Yisrael, this is mutter. Im ha'Yisrael tzarech l'lovsho, if the Jew needs to wear it. The Ramah says, V'tov sheha'inu Yehudi yikach ha-mashkon atzmo. It's best if the goy comes to take the mashkon that he takes it on his own. V'aniach acher b'mikomo, and he places the other mashkon in its place. V'lo yigabo ha-yisrael, and it's better that the Yisrael does not touch either one of the mashkonim. Shelo yehi nira kenose v'nose, and it shouldn't look like they're doing business together. V'ayin la'el simin shen zayin b'sofo. Look earlier in simin shen zayin at the end. Midin einu Yehudi ha-mevi b'shabes eizadover imutr l'kablo of a goy bring something to a Jew on Shabbos if the Jew is allowed to take it from the goy. Says the Mishaburah Sevkatan Yigimel Derech Malbush. So again, the Mechaber said you are allowed to exchange a mashkon for a goy on Shabbos if it is a malbush, but we said the goy should take it out from your rishus derech malbush. The ilav hachi aser keshar chafotzim shel Yisrael, because if he doesn't take it out wearing it, it's going to be aser like any other items of Yisrael. Kevon shemum mushkonim etzlo, since these items are a mashkon by the Yisrael, it is aser to have a goy carry it out. The yomru, people are going to say that Yisrael tziva lo tzio, that the Jew commanded him to take it out. V'kanal b'sevkaton ches, like we said earlier in sevkaton ches. Mi, however, im ha'ino Yehudi alom, if the goy is strong and powerful, the eino rotza lakachas b'derech malbush, and he does not want to take out his mashkon by wearing it, mutter b'chol gavni, it will be mutter in all cases, but kind of like we just said in Siv Beis. Siv Katan Yud Gimel V'yaniach Acher. So we said the goy should take it out derech malbush. The Ramah said it's good that the goy should take the mashkon himself and place the other item without the Jew touching it. Kasav b'aguda d'aguda writes, Hu hadin im ha'eno Yehudi maniach hamos v'notel ha'mashkom. The same thing is true if the guy pays back the loan, so he puts down the money and he takes his mashkom. Nami shari, that's also mutter. Ubelvad shelo yichashav ha'Yisrael imo v'lo yigabon. As long as the Jew does not make any cheshbonos with the guy and he does not touch the money. Ubel yirabba mashma dehu sover. In the yirabba, it's mashma that he holds the kishemaniach mos milchse kemaso matam. That it's not the same thing. If the guy puts down the money and takes his mashkon, that looks like a business deal. Uladidei, according to the Yerabba, ain lahakel baze. One should not be lenient for the guy to take his mashkon and put down the money. Ki im kesha eino Yehudi alom. Again, of course, unless the case is that the guy is very strong. Umikomakom nira, but still it appears, deim yucho lahagia lo mizeh hefsed, if the Jew is going to end up possibly losing money because of this. Kigon, for example, she'ein mashkon shava hakesev akadome, that the mashkon the Jew is holding to is not equal to the value of the loan of the money that he's owed. And if he doesn't take the money back and give the mashkon on Shabbos, he may never get the money back. He's going to be stuck with the mashkon. He's going to lose money. So then, yesh lismuch ala magen avram tosef Shabbos, then you may rely on the Magen Avraham to Sefer Shabbos, as long as you don't touch the money or the mashkon, you don't make calculations, the guy can put down the money and take his mashkon. Sifkotan Tesvav. We said, V'lo Yigabo HaYisrael. The Ramah told us, when he puts down one mashkon, takes another mashkon, the Jew should not touch it. Bishum Echad MehaMashkonos, he shouldn't touch either one. Lo BaHayashan, not the old mashkon, V'lo BaHachadosh, and not the new mashkon. Mio, however, V'Yisrael Ki Agavna Yesh L'Hokol SheYigabo. In the case where Yisrael is coming to collect his mashkon, so then you can be lenient and the Yisrael can touch it. The B'Yisrael Lo Milchzi Kemasu Matan Elo Kemashilo. If one Jew is coming to take from another Jew, it does not look like a business deal, it looks like a loan, and therefore he would not have to be careful not to touch the mashkon. V'in bo ha'ino Yehudi lito mashkono, and if a guy comes to take his mashkon, v'in ha'Yisrael mamin lo, and the Jew does not trust him that he's going to pay up, ein Yisrael acher rashai la'arov avuro, another Jew is not able to become a guarantor for this loan. The aser mishum imtzo chavtzecha, that would be aser because of discussing weekday activities on Shabbos, so another a Jew cannot back up the loan of the goy when the goy comes to take his mashkon from the first Jew. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalet, Pasha ofa eino Yehudi la'atzmo b'Shabbos, a bread that was baked by a goy for himself on Shabbos, yesh osrim, there are those that aser that bread, v'yesh matirim, and there are those who amater that bread, u'b'shas hatchak, in a pressing situation, oh, it's tzarech mitzvah, or if it's for a mitzvah purpose, kigon sudas brismila, for example, a suda of a brismila. Oh, it's tzarech brachas hamotzi, or it's to make a bracha of hamotzi on for a Shabbos suda. Yesh listmoch al hamatirim. Then zakta mechaber, you can rely on the more lenient shita and take the bread. Avol zakta ramah. However, osur liten lo mos mi'er Shabbos. You're not allowed to give the guy money on Friday. V'shiyitin lo apas b'Shabbos, so that he should give you the bread on Shabbos. The oz adaiti the Yisrael ko'ovid. Because then when the guy bakes the bread on Shabbos, he's doing it having in mind the Yisrael, and that is Aser. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Tazayin, Yesh Osrim, why if a guy baked bread for himself on Shabbos, is it Aser to the Yisrael? Two reasons. Number one, Shema Haisa Ben Hashmashos Kemach O Isa. Maybe during Ben Hashmashos, this bread was still in a state of flour or dough, She'enu Rai Lochos, which is not fitting to chew. V'iskat Soilu Ben Hashmashos, and therefore it was already Mukta during Ben Hashmashos. Vafibu im nomar de hoyu oz chitim de roy lochos, and even if you want to say at that point it was wheat, which is fit for chewing, mikomokom ein ruuyim lecho ba'osu inyan shenasu lubasof. It was not fitting to be eaten in the way that it was at the end of the day, la'acha shenasa bo isura de oraisa shenasa lechem. At the end of the day, the isa de oraisa was done in order to make it from wheat into bread, and therefore, even if it was chewable when Shabbos started as wheat, it was not in the state that it was going to end up being after the isa de oraisa of being bread, memela v'havele nolod, and that would be an isra of nolod. That is reason number one. V'yesha osur mitam acher, some asur the bread for a different reason, even though the goy baked it for himself on Shabbos. Kashema yomer le'enu yehudi levashel, we're worried the Jew might ask the goy to cook for him. V'af agad de'enu yehudi shehid l'kner la'atzma lo gazrinan. And even though if a goy lit a candle for himself on Shabbos, we don't make a gzeira and a Jew is allowed to benefit from that light. K'mo shekos of simen rishayin vav. When it comes to food, if a person is drawn after more, we make more of a gzeira. So although if a guy lit a candle for himself, a Jew could benefit from it, but if a guy baked the bread for himself, a Jew can't benefit because we're going to be afraid that the Jew's going to ask the guy to cook more for him. The cost of a magid Avram besimit tov kov yud zayim. The Magen Avraham writes that from the words of the Mechaber over there, it's mashma that he holds like this second reason, that eating is different than using the candle. Sifkaton Yudzayin v'yesh matirin, some say that it is mutter to use the bread, to eat the bread that a guy baked for himself on Shabbos. De lo mechalki bemidei devar achilo lelabar achilo. Addressing the second reason of the Mishabura and Sifkaton Tazayin, here the Mishabura says that they are, these shitas that are matir are not mechalik between something that is edible and something not edible. Kevan shemikomokom also bishvil atzmo. Since lamaisa, the guy made the bread for himself, it's no different according to the shita than the guy lighting the candle for himself, which you are allowed to benefit from. I, the first reason, ul inyan mukta svirulu, and in terms of the first reason of mukta, this shita holds. Kevan shahaya yecholas biyad ha'enu yehudi lagamro, since it was in the possibility of the hands of the goy to finish up the bread, ein alzeh shem muktzah v'nolad, doesn't get a shem muktzah v'nolad because it belongs to a goy, and the goy could have baked it before, and therefore his mind does not go off of it. Kosav beis yosef b'shem or zeruah, the beis yosef writes b'shem or zeruah, sheledivrei akol according to everyone, in bishalo ofa eved yisrael b'shabbos, if a slave of a Jew cooked or baked on Shabbos, afilu tzarech asmo, even for himself, v'afilu b'shabbos rishona, even if it's the first Shabbos that he's working as an eved to the Israel, u'bapam rishona, and it's his first time, she'en ha'eved yodea im adono yocham izeh im lav, he doesn't even know if the Jewish master is going to eat from the bread or not, afilu hachi aser, it's still going to be aser for the Jewish owner to eat from the bread his eved made, mishum shehu makiro, because he recognizes him, u'margilu l'shabbos acheres, and this is training. By taking it, he would be training this Eved to be baking for him the next Shabbos as well. Ayin Shom Shehevi Lozer Raya Mitosefta. Again, even though he's doing it now for himself, but you're being margul him the next Shabbos. Now he's going to start baking for his Jewish owner. Ayin Shom Shehevi Lozer Raya Mitosefta V'ayin Lekamon B'sif Yudal Mashinuto Bazet. Sifkaton Yudches is going on that which the Mechaber said, although it's a machlokas of the bread is mutter, B'shas Atchak L'Tzorach Mitzvah, then it is mutter. Says the Mishabura, Kigon Shedar Bekfar Yechidi. For example, the person lives in a village by himself. She'ef Shar Lishol Pas Mechavero. He has no friend that he can borrow bread from. So as a Shas Atchak, then he is allowed to take part in the bread of the goy, he can be so mech ala matirin, sefkotin yotes, umikom lokom yizor shalalikro oso lebeso lefro lo domov. But still, he has to be careful not to call him to his house to pay him money for the bread. To have a mekachomemkar, that would be doing a business deal. Va'ayin lael besimin shinchav gimel, sivdalad. Look earlier what we said in simin shinchav gimel, sivdalad. Sifkotan Chav goes on the Ramah that ends a sif. The Ramah said, but it's usher to give money to the guy on Erev Shabbos, so he should bake you bread on Shabbos, because then he's baking bread on Shabbos for the Yisrael. Dezeh usher u'divrei akol, that's usher according to everyone. Va'afilu tzarech mitzvah, even if the bread was going to be used for a mitzvah, you can't give money to a guy before Shabbos for him to bake bread for you on Shabbos. That is for sure usher. Now let's just point out one bir halacha over here in the beginning of Sif Dalid. So the Mechaber said, Pasha Ofa Einu Yehudi La'atzmo B'Shabbos. So the Bialocha, the second line on page 314, writes, Hai La'atzmo La'abdafgo. This that we say, that the bread was baked by a goy for himself, is not specific. The im hayinu yodim shehu la'atzmo, if we knew the bread was baked for the actual goy himself, afilu b'chol aser li'yisrael le'echa mimenu, then even during the week it would be aser for any Yisrael to eat from this bread. The havelei pas shel bal habayis, this would be regular pas akum, not of a baker, but of a bal habayis. V'aser l'kuyam, but that's aser according to everyone. K'mo shekasa b'yardei, assuming kufiyot beis, you're not allowed to eat bread that is baked by a goy. So why are we even addressing over here a case? If the goy baked bread for himself, if you're allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to eat bread that's baked by a goy. So it can't be that it's to be understood literally that the goy baked the bread for himself, that's regular pas akum, that is usr. In lo bishas atchak, she'ein motzui pas acher klal, unless it's a real pressing situation that you can't find any other bread. So it's lav dafka that he baked the bread for himself. Elomairi bepasha usa limkor. It's talking about a goy that's baking bread to sell. It's pas palter. Vihir sheruba einam yehudim, and most of the city is goyim. Da adaite deruba kaavid. That when the goyish a baker is baking the bread on Shabbos, he has in mind the goyim because most of the city is goyim. Umasha kasa la'atzmo, and that which the Mechaber says that he baked it for himself, haynu shelo ofa b'shvil Yisrael. It just means to say that he didn't bake the bread for a Jew. A guy who baked the bread on Shabbos for a Jew, for sure it's aser. So the Mechaber, we're only handling over here if you could eat the bread, if he didn't make it for himself, meaning he didn't make it for goyim. Of course he didn't make it for himself. Then it's pas akum, which is aser, but rather it's pas palter, it's pas that a goy is baking for other goyim, so that's what we're handling. He didn't make it for a Jew, where it for sure be aser. He didn't make it for himself, where it's for sure aser, if it's not a shas atchak. He baked it for other goyim. So then the shaila that we're discussing over here, and the machlokas aposkim is that bread going to be aser for the two reasons we mentioned, or are those reasons not going to apply and it's going to be mutter? And that is a very important point from the Bialocha. We will stop here and continue with Sivhei Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.